We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Radiant viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand up to D2, Africa Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Cypri Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And Channel 23 in Kumba on Ciat Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular. Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor and El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Bacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, Entre Rio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Videocable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Videocable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapirakwai Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh in Khanul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Donegal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Uruguay provides dental care assistance to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In sustainable energy news, a Formosan or Taiwanese county is converting fish farms to solar energy business. In health news, Nepalese citizens choose to eat more fresh veggies. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 25th, is the National Day of Croatia, also called Statehood Day, commemorating its autonomy gain in 1991. Adjacent to the Adriatic Sea in southeastern Europe, Croatia has many scenic parks, including Plitvice Lakes National Park, with picturesque lakes, waterfalls, and caves. It is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO World Heritage Site. The country's old city of Dubrovnik, or the Pearl of the Adriatic, is another UNESCO World Heritage Site. This day is also Mozambique's Independence Day, honoring its sovereignty attained in 1975. Located in southeastern Africa between South Africa and Tanzania, it is home to the Bazaruto National Park, an archipelago of one of the largest marine parks in the Indian Ocean. The island of Mozambique, known for its notable architecture, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
The Central European country of Slovenia, between Croatia and Austria, today observes its self-rule achieved in 1991. Its Škocjan caves are among the most important in the world and are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The area has some of the grandest underground canyons on Earth. Slovenia's attractive Triglav National Park is one of the oldest and largest in Europe. Dr. Janez Janosek, the country's late and much-loved vegan president, received a Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai for his noble example and forward-thinking model to solve the world's problems with compassion. May the amicable citizens of Croatia, Mozambique and Slovenia enjoy their national days with cherished friends and family.
Lion News. Torrential rains displaced thousands in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Unseasonably heavy precipitation has deluged the northern regions with nearly 13 centimeters of rainfall in just 3 days, causing rivers to overflow and setting off up to 30 landslides in the city of Banja Luka.
Firefighters, joined by volunteers, worked overnight on Tuesday, June 22nd, into the following day to evacuate residents as entire towns and villages were at risk of becoming isolated. Officials declared a state of emergency across 5 municipalities in the worst-affected Tuzla region, where nearly half of Gradačak was submerged. Meanwhile, experts in neighboring Serbia reported that this season's wheat and fruit production may be reduced by half in some regions due to rain and hail. We thank the Bosnian officials, personnel and volunteers working to ease the situation in the flood-swept regions. Our prayers for the residents' swift return to the regularity of day-to-day life as we strive for greater consideration to help restore the stability of our ecosphere.
Earthquakes strike Nepal, India and the South Pacific. Early on Wednesday, June 23rd, the Nepal-India border region was rattled by a 5.1 magnitude quake centered 105 kilometers north of Mahendranagar in western Nepal. Also that morning, a magnitude 5.5 tremor rumbled 563 kilometers below the South Pacific Ocean, 200 kilometers northeast of Fiji's Ndoye Island. Fortunately, there were no damages or casualties reported for either event. We thank heaven for safeguarding the residents of the quake-stricken areas. Our prayers for the soon day that such potential dangers are minimized as humanity's benevolence helps ensure our planetary equilibrium.
European Union supports Iraqi refugees in Syria. The European Neighborhood and Partnership Instrument, or ENPI, announced a donation of 5.7 million euros to the Syrian Ministry of Finance that would go toward paying the salaries of teachers in schools with Iraqi refugee children. This aid is part of a larger 10 million euro project to assist Syria's efforts in hosting Iraqi refugees. Since 2007, the European Union has donated over 60 million euros toward the goal of helping Syria provide for the needs of Iraqi refugees in the areas of education, health, preventing human trafficking and other care. Providence bless European Union for your benevolent actions, as we also thank Syria for her welcome to Iraqi brethren, wishing the people of both countries ever-expanding friendship, prosperity and peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Australia inaugurates first female premier. On June 24th, former Deputy Prime Minister Julia Gillard was voted into office to lead the country's Labour Party and serve as the country's next Prime Minister. Ms. Gillard has been serving in the House of Representatives since 1998, with positions that include Shadow Minister for Health and Head of the Department of Education, Employment and Workplace Relations.
In her inaugural address, Ms. Gillard highlighted a goal of balanced consensus in such matters as current discussions with the mining industry, as well as reviving climate change discussions. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate your new role. May your leadership bring abundant benefit to fellow Australian citizens and the noble ideals of your nation.
13th Shanghai Film Festival hosts Golden Goblet Awards. Receiving top honors at this year's awards was the Italian-produced Kiss Me Again for Best Feature Film. This sequel to The Last Kiss was awarded Best Actress to Vittoria Puccini and Best Screenplay to Gabriele Muccino, who was also the film's director. In his acceptance speech, Mr. Muccino wrote, "Your recognition made me believe how universal films can be. Another winner was the Chinese movie Deep in the Clouds, which received the Jury Grand Prix, with Best Director going to Liu Jie, Award for Best Music to Gyeong Lim, and the Jury Award to Wang Puzi and Na Jiye.
Other winners included Christopher Doyle, who received Best Cinematography for the Irish film Ondine, and Best Actor going to Christian Ullmann for his role in the German-Italian film Wedding Fever in Campobello. 16 films were listed as finalists for the Golden Goblet Awards, with its jury led by prestigious director John Woo. The 9-day biennial Shanghai Film Festival is one of the two largest in Asia, offering forums on filmmaking as well as a special opportunity for Chinese moviegoers. Our applause, all the winners and participants of this year's Golden Goblet Awards. May your cinematic inspirations continue to shine through the silver screens, uplifting and connecting people worldwide.
Earliest known images of Jesus' apostles, Andrew and John, discovered. Using a newly developed laser method, archaeologists have been successful in revealing a 4th century fresco painting of Jesus and several of his disciples. The fresco was originally found beneath the streets of a residential neighborhood in Rome, Italy, with the painting at that time being covered by centuries of calcium deposits. A laser technique was employed to remove the deposits without harming the artwork, revealing a vibrantly painted picture, including the oldest images ever seen of Jesus' disciples Andrew and John, amongst other disciples. We are delighted to know of this creative use of technology that reveals such a meaningful spiritual heritage, and look forward to more such discoveries that enrich our understanding of humankind.
Nicaragua announces all landmines cleared. Following 2 decades of often dangerous work across more than 1,000 sites, Nicaraguan Ministry of Defense Representative Juan Umana announced that his nation is now free of landmine munitions. Speaking at a recent meeting on the Ottawa Convention at the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, he stated, "A total of 179,970 mines were destroyed in 21 years of constant work." Nicaragua is one of 156 signatories to the Ottawa Convention, which mandates the ban and removal of all landmines. Bravo, Your Excellency, and brave Nicaraguan personnel for your diligent efforts. Blessed be the people of your country to enjoy lives of safety and peace.
Tasmanian government bans pig crates. Following a campaign by advocacy groups Animals Australia and Brightside Farm Sanctuary, along with the acceptance of a recommendation from the Tasmanian Animal Welfare Advisory Committee, Tasmania has become Australia's first state to ban pig crates. As announced by Minister of Primary Industries, Water and Environment, Brian Green, the ban on these enclosures, which severely restrict the movement of mother pigs, will be complete by 2017. Parliament member and Greens industry spokesperson Kim Booth said, "Sow stalls are disgusting, inhumane and cruel, and it is fantastic to see the new Minister for Primary Industry agreeing so readily to phase out their use. Our heartfelt accolades, Your Excellency Minister Green, and all supporters of a ban on the cruel confinement of mother pigs in Tasmania. We pray that many other states and countries soon act similarly to better care for the welfare of our gentle animal friends. May all mothers on earth be graced with spacious and clean environments to nurture the precious lives of their newborns."
Singapore Minister of Health's Road to Recovery includes a vegan diet. His Excellency Ka Boon Wan recently returned to work after receiving an operation for heart bypass surgery in May. Writing online, the health minister stated that he now engages in light exercise as well as visiting the National Heart Center several times a week. He also wrote about his new diet, saying, "I have adopted a fully plant-based diet plan, avoiding all meat, not even fish or dairy products. Today's lunch was salad, vegetable sandwich on whole grain bread, and fruits." Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency Minister Ka Boon Wan, for your decision to adopt the healthy, kind, and environmentally friendly vegan diet. Wishing you flourishing vitality, as your exemplary lifestyle surely inspires many more towards the manifold benefits of plant-based fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Afghan prisoners pardoned. Following a recent peace jirga, or national conference of tribal and religious leaders earlier in the month, Afghanistan's Deputy Minister of Justice and Legal Affairs, Dr. Mohammad Zazim Hashimzai, announced that more than 25 prisoners have been released. At the jirga, the government had promised to immediately release people whose detainments were found to be without sufficient basis. "We are grateful to hear of these actions to clear the names and restore freedom to the innocent. May Afghanistan and her gracious citizens flourish under Allah's grace and wise leadership."
Two dogs saved by loyal friend. A solo canine alerted city workers in North Carolina, USA, to the presence of two other dogs who had fallen into a 6-foot hole. The workers said that the shepherd mix lay down near a fence and refused to leave until the workers spotted the two other dogs deep in the narrow hole. An officer rescued them and transferred the three to the county animal shelter, where they were reported to be in good condition and are awaiting retrieval by their human companions or to be adopted into loving homes.
"We thank the workers and fellow canine friend for saving the dogs from their plight. Heaven bless the dogs for their loyalty and love for one another, as we pray they are always cared for and protected."
Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the kind and steadfast canine friend with the Shining World Loyal Award and requested the following of our local association members. If you can, please find out where the three dogs are homed now and give $600 to the caregiver for their vegan food. Meanwhile, with all my love for all of them and best wishes.
Save our planet. Scientists discover more of Mars' history. The planet's northern ice cap contains remarkable features, including a vast chasm known as the Chasma Boreal, which is larger than the Earth's Grand Canyon and a series of spiral troughs inscribed in the ice. The mystery of their origin was unexplained for nearly 40 years, until a recent study conducted by geophysicists Dr. Jack Holt and graduate student Isaac Smith of the University of Texas, USA.
Using radar data from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that probed the subsurface topography of the ice cap, they observed the internal layers of the large ice sheets to gain insight into historical changes of the Martian climate and how it continues to shape the planet. Their findings indicate that the Chasma Boreal evolves through eons of wind erosion, while the spiral phenomenon is also wind-related and reflects the Coriolis force, a phenomenon also present on Earth caused by the planets spinning in space. Meanwhile, a related study found that an immense ocean around the planet's north pole likely covered a third of Mars' surface some 3.5 billion years ago.
Dr. Gaetano Di Arcoli and Professor Brian Hynek of the University of Colorado, USA, examined extensive images and found 52 river delta deposits scattered across the planet. More than half occurred at about the same elevation, appearing to mark the boundary of what was once an enormous sea. These findings also suggest that Mars may have had an Earth-like hydrological cycle of evaporation and rainfall. Dr. Di Arcoli said, "On Earth, deltas and lakes are excellent collectors and preservers of signs of past life. If life ever arose on Mars, deltas may be the key to unlocking Mars' biological past.
Many thanks, international scientists, for your detailed work in sharing such fascinating insights on the history of Mars. May these intriguing findings about our planetary neighbor help us be better stewards of our precious Earth.
During a January 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded that our increased knowledge on Mars is an avenue for our better protection of the delicate balance of our own ecosphere.
They have discovered that Mars is all barren and uninhabitable. But they also discovered that long ago there was water there. Water means life supporting. What have happened to all these bodies of water? That is a very, very important question for us. So, for Mars, we can learn to prevent such disaster that it might not ever happen to our planet. Don't forget that we have a very beautiful home here for us and for our children. So we have to protect this beautiful place we call Earth, because this is the home of not just us, but many other species and the environment, beautiful flora and fauna. All we do is just be vegan. Nothing else is really important anymore. Just be vegan, you can save the planet overnight, just like that.
Save Our Planet, Syrian environmental officials state that four main nature reserves created along the coastal regions of Tartus province encourage ecotourism while protecting biodiversity and preserving the area's unique environment.
Save Our Planet. With record high temperatures being reported across the southeastern USA, the Union Mission Shelter in Memphis, Tennessee, offers an often life-saving environment of cool air to hundreds of homeless persons seeking shelter from the heat. Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $20,000 to the shelter to help with facilitating this thoughtful and much-needed service.
Save Our Planet. Scientists in southeastern Australia find that populations of the endangered red-tailed black cockatoo have declined alarmingly by more than half over the past year.
Save Our Planet. A growing number of U.S. homeowners are joining such eco-initiatives as the Audubon Society's At Home program, switching from pesticide-laden grass lawns to organic food gardens and native plants that save resources and preserve wildlife.
Hi, I'm Charlie the Vegan Chipmunk. Today, I'm going to share a tip on composting. You can add a small amount of grass cuttings, shredded recycled newspapers, or cardboard to your organic waste material, made from bits of fruits and vegetables that you will not be consuming. The compost bin can be purchased, or you can make your own. It should be placed to get some sunshine, which will help it to compost faster. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Uruguayans help provide dental care to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Supported by the United Nations Organization Mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the Uruguayan group offers assistance to the Don Bosco Center in Goma. The facility includes a primary school and an orphanage with over 1,300 children. Among the services offered by the Uruguayan team are distribution of toothbrushes and educational brochures, as well as the services of a dentist once a week. Our heartfelt gratitude, Uruguayan team, and the United Nations Organization Mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo for your dedicated care. May all children be blessed with happy smiles and bright futures.
In sustainable energy news, Formosa or Taiwan converts fish farms to a viable solar energy business. To help reconstruction and promote development in areas affected by the 2009 Typhoon Morakot, the Honourable Magistrate Cao Chi Hung of Pingtung County introduced the Water Conservation and Sustainable Power Generation Plan. It involves the former fish farmers renting out their space to Apollo New Energy Corporation, which produces solar energy. Then the government of the county helps to sell that sustainable energy to Taiwan Power Company, which is operated by the Formosan government.
转化变成为扬水港这个产业，这个变机会非常大。这样的太阳能会带动台湾的绿色能源产业。我们的原则是什么？我们是要以真心真意的去帮助。是安怎来顺我愿意把我的土地吼做太阳能公司？哦，我感觉讲这是上好的、上无污染的。
Our sincere appreciation, the Honourable Magistrate Cao Chi Hung, for leading this valuable project. Also, our earnest thanks, Pingtung County, Apollo New Energy Corporation and Taiwan Power Company, for taking part in this earth-friendly endeavour. May green projects such as these, combined with a low-emissions vegan diet, grow and flourish for the benefit of all. Up next on Noteworthy News, more Nepalese are choosing healthy green vegetables. We'll meditate on our glorious inner light. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more cheery news coming soon on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. In health news, Nepalese choose to eat more fresh veggies. According to the online Nepali news service, MyRepublica.com, in the last 5 years, there has been a significant increase in people's preference for green vegetables and non-oily foods. This has been observed by food caterers, and it was also noticed by Ms. Usha Saha, a dietitian at Norvik Hospital in Kathmandu. She attributed the transition to the fact that people are becoming more health and weight conscious. Our thankfulness, MyRepublica.com, for highlighting these positive dietary changes. May the gentle citizens of Nepal continue to embrace the plant-based lifestyle for greater well-being and sustainability.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Hakka, a language spoken in China, entitled A Clever Conversation.
一只聪明的西拉耶，去上市内山，好话咸双梯，老双梯讲话。伊抬头问：“双梯啊，一百万元对你来讲，嘿几久？”双梯回答：“一分钟。”俩西拉耶又问：“一百万元对你来讲，有嘿几多啊？”双梯回答：“一分钱。”俩聪明的西拉耶又问：“你做得不爱一分钱么？”双梯回答：“抢等一分钟。”
And now for our viewers' heartlines on introduction to Supreme Master Ching Hai's exquisite designs such as the pieces, the heart of God, and the inner pearl ring from the SM Celestial Jewelry Collection.
I love Supreme Master Ching Hai, Kijo from Mongolia.
I love this, Yennefer from Australia.
Radiant Kijo and Yennefer, many thanks for your warm comments. It is indeed delightful and uplifting to view Supreme Master Ching Hai's amazing jewellery creations. May heaven's light shine on you and the progressive citizens of Mongolia and Australia.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the Divine bless you with a joyful heart and elevated spirit. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Belgian school children delivered 180,000 anti-whaling postcard petitions from 11 different countries to the European Commissioner for the Environment in Brussels to show their support for maintaining the whaling ban that protects the marine mammals.
The United States donates an additional $2.25 million to Sri Lanka in the form of shelter cash grants to be distributed among 9,000 families displaced by war who are now returning home.
The European Space Telescope, COROT, discovers 6 planets orbiting around stars outside our solar system, as well as another more rare object known as a brown dwarf.
In Iraq, the humanitarian charity Life for Relief and Development buys new clothes for children and provides hot meals to dozens of widows and orphans, in addition to its monthly food assistance to the less fortunate.
American business executives and philanthropists Peter and Carolyn Lynch donate $20 million to train school principals in an effort to improve the educational experience for all students in the Boston region of Massachusetts, USA.
Saudi Arabia announces an allocation of $1.6 billion to build 6,000 houses for citizens displaced by Yemeni border conflicts.
The Brazilian government allocates $55 million in emergency supplies, such as food, water, and reconstruction aid to alleviate conditions for residents in northeastern Alagoas and Pernambuco states struck by recent heavy rains and flooding.
An Australian survey finds that 8 out of 10 parents play video games with their children, with family members playing together 80% of the time in what they consider to be an enjoyable, socially engaging activity.
Walking to raise awareness for early diagnosis and treatment of cancer in animal companions, American Luke Robinson and his two dogs, 9-year-old Murphy and 3-year-old Hudson, complete a 2,300-mile cross-country trek in 826 days.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas authorizes funding to pay for the surgery of 14-year-old Reem Riyad Abdel Gawad to help correct a bone disorder.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWM.